This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with local news and commentary for Thursday, June 17th, 2021. This is an important historical date. On this day in 1972, five burglars were arrested at the Watergate Apartments in Washington, D.C., setting off a chain of political events that still resonates today. A few hours earlier and about 10 miles to the northeast, I graduated from high school. Jefferson County reported one new case of COVID-19 yesterday, a woman in her 20s. The total is now 440. 11 cases are in isolation with 34 test results pending. The added case is part of an influx of new cases this week. We've had 23 in June so far, compared with 15 in May at the same time of the month. These new numbers have changed our status, placing us in the moderate risk category. This upgrade occurs just when it seemed we were inching toward reemergence. It's a reminder we still need to take precautionary measures and wear masks in potentially dangerous situations. This isn't easy, as people have different interpretations of what potentially dangerous is. The aftershocks from a Tuesday night explosion in Port Hadlock continue. A 46-year-old man, a longtime area resident, lost an arm after accidentally igniting a homemade explosive. According to the Peninsula Daily News, detectives found evidence of manufacturing explosives, such as handmade pipe bombs and improvised explosive devices, within the outbuilding. At least three different explosive devices were found, but it wasn't known as of Wednesday whether they were charged or not. Detectives expect to forward legal charges to the Jefferson County Prosecutor's Office upon completing the investigation. Potential charges include manufacturing explosives and arson, with the arson charge stemming from the fact that someone else, the man's granddaughter, was injured as a result of the explosions, according to the paper. Jefferson County Sheriff Joe Knoll told KPTZ that the investigation will not conclude until the victim, or the alleged perpetrator, according to your point of view, can be interviewed. He is recovering at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle and was listed in critical condition Wednesday afternoon. While the local media has reported the bare facts of the story, social networking has accused the man of everything from being a budding terrorist to a stupid redneck. Here's where we remind you not to pass judgment, at least until the guy has a chance to speak for himself. And preliminary investigations have found that any terrorist connection or intention is unlikely. Perhaps he was just preparing for a bang-up 4th of July, just 2 weeks from Sunday. Knoll said his office will increase safety messaging in anticipation of the holiday, mindful that many people still like to blow things up this time of year. As for local fireworks, they are not allowed for sale or discharge within the Port Townsend city limits, and there are no plans for a large-scale community fireworks display. The traditional fireworks were canceled for the past 2 years due to COVID, and the 29 display was a less exciting but way safer laser show. Fireworks are allowed in the county with safety restrictions that are, to some people, open to interpretation. Nevertheless, Tuesday's bomb violates these restrictions, regardless of that interpretation. State restrictions outline specific dates and times when it is legal to purchase or discharge fireworks, from June 28th through July 4th. For these times, go to the Washington State Patrol website listed in today's news transcript on kptz.org. In past years, the Chimicum School Booster Club has operated several mid-county fireworks stands. We were unable to track down whoever's in charge to determine whether this is happening this year. Jefferson County commissioners were scheduled to meet this morning to discuss a proposal to temporarily relocate a homeless encampment from the county fairgrounds to a site on Cape George Road. This is a complicated story with a lot of moving parts, and an in-depth report was published in yesterday's Port Townsend Leader. In short, the eviction moratorium expires at the end of the month in 13 days. Commissioner Greg Brotherton proposed the new site, which he said is an imperfect yet immediate solution. Commissioners Heidi Eisenhower and Kate Dean feel more data is needed before making the move. Brotherton is expected to present this data at today's meeting, and some action may be taken. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman. Thank you for listening.